Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. You are listening to episode number 7, Comfort Zone, Friend or Foe. The Energetic Mastery Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness and together, let's create new realities. Here we go. Here we go. Gorgeous friends, light beings, unicorns, brilliant ones from all around the globe and the universe. This is episode number 7. And we're talking about your comfort zone, friend or foe today. Is your comfort zone your friend or your foe? Now, if you've done any kind of personal growth work, you likely know that your comfort zone is not your friend. It is your foe. However, our comfort zone is one of the hardest things to change and the hardest things to upgrade. And this is a lot of the work that I do with people is shifting your comfort zone so that it matches what you truly desire in life. And what I find a lot of times happens is that we bump up against our comfort zone over and over and over again, bouncing back like a rubber band. And this is where, you know, when you're doing personal growth work or spiritual work or energetic work, when you have that sort of rubber band effect, you're rubber banding back to your comfort zone. Now, let's look at the comfort zone real quick. Your comfort zone is the home to self-sabotage. And that's really the essence of it. If you want to look at your comfort zone, it is pure self-sabotage. Okay, so what does that mean? And what are we talking about here? Well, your comfort zone is held in your subconscious mind, right? It's also held in your energetic field. And there's multiple layers to all of this, but we're going to make it super basic today so we get a greater understanding and we can just move on, right? We want to be able to move on as quickly as possible. So our subconscious mind is the storage unit for everything that's ever happened to us in this lifetime. It's holding on to thoughts, feelings, emotions, trauma, things you thought were good, things you thought were bad, incidences, everything. It's holding on to everything that you've ever experienced, just like, you know, the history on your browser of your computer. So we can go back and look at anything on our computer hard drive of our subconscious mind. But the issue that this isn't just memories. This is the software that we have programmed ourselves with, right? So our comfort zone is held in our subconscious, and the subconscious is a software that we default to, that we run from. It's our operating system. But it's not an operating system that's fixed in one place. It's not the only operating system we have. It's just the one that our human mind develops based on experiences, thoughts, feelings, emotions, all of those things that sort of gets locked in so that you have an easier time in life. That's sort of the point of the subconscious mind, to go back to these patterns, to remember these things. Last time I did this and it worked out pretty well, and last time I did that, that did not work out well. And so it's remembering all of this. It's remembering the outcomes. It's basically analyzing all the data of all of our choices, all of our feelings, all of our emotions, all of the results from our reality of our life, and storing them so that it's easier, so that you can stay in your comfort zone, and it alerts you, right? It alerts you when you start to get out of your comfort zone, right? We start to get nervous. We start to get scared. We might have anxiety. We might go, what's going on? It's unknown over there. We might even feel it. We might feel uncomfortable. We might feel like, hey, I don't really know what's going on, right? When we're stepping outside of our comfort zone. And I remember when I first started thinking about jumping out of an airplane, I was like, Yeah, I would really love to do that because it looks like so much fun. But there's this thing in my subconscious that says, I'm pretty afraid of heights. That's not safe. That's scary. That's not going to happen. No way. I don't think I could do it. Right? All of these things came up. And then the other thing was, I had actually looked at the website in San Diego, and it said there was a certain poundage that you had to be, and I was a few pounds over that weight to be able to even ride that ride, so to speak. And I said, oh, well, thank goodness, right? I'm too heavy for that. And then it sort of put it on my mind of a desire that I would really like to do. But no, not for me. See, I've got an excuse now. See? And then I thought, oh, well, maybe I should just lose a little bit of weight. And guess what? That weight didn't really come off. And then when it did come off, I just didn't think about it. So we have this sort of runaround with ourselves, right? We have this possibility or this inspiration or this desire or even something that we think would be super fun. And then we're running around in our comfort zone instead of opening the gateway outside of our comfort zone and letting ourselves loose, being free of it, right? So our subconscious mind is going to rearrange things so that you're going back to those old patterns so that you stay in your comfort zone. This is the whole job of the subconscious mind, okay? So when we're talking about energetic mastery, when we're talking about turning our dreams into reality, our desires into reality, when we're setting targets, when we want to have a new life, then we've got to address the subconscious because the subconscious is exactly what will stop you. Now, the interesting thing is there's nothing wrong with your subconscious. It's working perfectly. Your subconscious is working absolutely perfectly. But when we try to upgrade and say, ooh, I've got this new vision board. I'm going to go for it. I've got this new financial target. I'm going to go for it. I want to lose some weight. I'm going to go for it. And then we get faced with all of our subconscious stuff, and it keeps turning us back around on ourselves, eating our own tail in this vicious circle. Then we get a little down on ourselves. We go, well, is it really even possible? I keep running myself around in circles on this. There must be something wrong with me. I must be missing something. And then that's when the self-doubt becomes another pattern in your subconscious mind. And we can even look to see, you know, hey, when did that doubt really start? Right? And one of the things I started looking at about 7 or 8 years ago now is, wait a second, I've been trying to live this reality, my life. I'm trying to live my life from the rules of this reality. But every time I do that, every time I try to create my life from linearity, from like, if I just do this, this, and this, and then it'll work out. If I just put enough energy and effort and I work hard, then it'll work out. It never works, right? When I try to do somebody else's formula, it just never works. And I realized, wait a second, the reason it's not working is because I'm trying to do it in a way that will never work for me. But what happened was I started to see how much my subconscious was patterned to see the failure. See, it's not going to work anyway. So as I started trying these ways that weren't working for me anyway, and I'd keep trying them, I kept building up evidence in my subconscious. See, when you really go for it, it's not going to work. Why waste your time? Right? So it just got deeper and thicker and thicker. And I was like, wait a second. What if all of this data that my subconscious has now has nothing to do with me now and what I know now and how I know how to create now? What if all of this data that my subconscious has nothing to do with me right now? All of this evidence that I don't know how to do it, I must be missing something, it's never going to work out for me, is all based on me trying to do it in a way that was never going to work for me. So now that I'm creating based on my energy, that I'm tuning into my true heart's desires, that I'm stepping into energetic mastery, I'm asking, receiving, I'm doing all the other things, it's working. It's undeniably working. What if I can really ditch all of that old subconscious stuff that's no longer valid? I'm just going to uninstall it on my hard drive. And it's possible to do that. It's totally possible to do that. And it's possible in multiple ways to do that. But one of the things that we've got to wake up to is that, first of all, your comfort zone is your foe. It's not your friend, right? Your comfort zone is run by your subconscious and run by your subconscious mind, but also by your energy field. So you've got a subconscious mind, but you've also got a sort of subconscious comfort zone that is an energetic comfort zone that keeps you in place as well. And this is held in your identity. So who you've become based on your experiences, based on your beliefs, based on your failures, based on your wins, based on who you think you are, this identity is energetically beaming at all times. So you know how we have those people in our lives that maybe are a little bit more negative, right? These negative people, and you just don't like being around them because they're so negative. Their energy just brings you down. And it's like, you can't have a conversation of possibility or, you know, talking about your dreams or that anything's going to work out around these people, right? We all know one of those people. And some of us used to be those people, or the people that complain all the time, right? They have a complaint about everything. Nothing's ever good enough. Nothing's ever right. And when we're around those people, we can feel it, right? We can feel it. And we do that stuff to ourselves too. So we're broadcasting whatever energy patterns that we are, these frequencies, and many of them are not very helpful, right? So if we're doubting ourselves because, you know, nothing's ever really worked out before, that's the one I hear a lot. Like, well, I really don't want to go for it because I'm just going to be disappointed because it's never really worked out before, right? And if we have something like that going on, and if you don't, you might know somebody who does, then that energy frequency is being projected into their reality, into the quantum field, into their morphogenic field. And the universe, the quantum entanglement universe, is responding to it all the time. So this creates our energetic comfort zone. So our energy is being beamed out based on this identity that we've become, who we think we are, and this, most of it's so unconscious that you don't start to realize it until you start really waking up to it, doing a little bit of work on yourself, or a lot. I suspect that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you've probably done a lot of work on yourself, and the books and the mantras and the clearings and the everything, right? The classes. So many of us have done so many things, especially over the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, that when things aren't working and we know something else is possible, something else is available for us, we want to go for our dreams and we're not there, the only place that is in our subconscious identity. That's what some might call the problem. I see as the fertile ground of possibility. Now, why is that? Because your subconscious is reprogrammable. It's rewirable. And just like anything, you can teach an old dog new tricks, but you have to know what you're doing to step into that. And one of the major keys to all of this is identity work. We've got to be able to let go of who we think we are so we can step into who we really are. Because who we think we are is only the hard drive containing all the files of our past experiences. Who we really are is much, much, much greater than that. Who we really are is congruent, is in harmony with our deepest desires. Of some of us feel like we're on a mission here, and that's who we really are, the one who fulfills that. So we can alter our identity, but it's not about creating a new identity. It's about tapping into the authenticity and the truth of who you really are. So much of the time we're told, you know, fake it till you make it, which is BS. It's total BS. Fake it till you make it will create a consciousness that you think you have to fake until you make it. But when we truly tap in to the harmony and the congruence that's within you, there is no faking it. It's like you got dirty in the mud, and then we're washing you off. We're washing all of those old programs off. We're just hitting control-alt-delete because those programs were not on your hard drive before you came here. Now, that's not totally true. Some of them were, and those are imprints, which we'll talk about in a different podcast. But let's talk about the ones you got in this lifetime. So when we're just washing off the mud, you know how it feels when you're out and you're dirty and you're sweaty and you're grimy, and maybe you are covered with mud, and you go take that shower and you wash it all off and you get done and you feel so amazing. You feel so clean. You feel refreshed, right? That's the congruency when you tap into who you really are. So identity work is some of the most powerful work you can do for yourself because you're truly rewiring your brain to become the version of you who is the version of you who has your dreams come alive, who hits your targets, who has follow through, who follows your intuition, right? Who has the life that you're targeting for. We all have dreams. We all have things that we would like. We all have our heart's desires, right? And we've got to become the version of us who has it. So I wanted to offer you today a few tips for working with your subconscious. Now, I do a lot of subconscious work. Actually, it's all subconscious work in the 5D Vibe Tribe. It's my monthly membership that every week we do what's called a shift session. And the shift session is all about rewiring your subconscious to be congruent with the reality that you are aware of that's possible. So in those sessions, we look at a few things. So I'm going to go through those here. First of all, you've got to acknowledge that your subconscious is the home of your sabotage. Okay, so you got to take this, I don't say seriously, because I don't really take much seriously, but it's important. Okay, you got to know how the subconscious mind works. And we just talked about all of that. And you got to know that we can rewire your subconscious, like we just talked about. Now, number two, we'd already talked about today, which is that you have all these programs on your hard drive that came from your experiences in your childhood, and maybe even yesterday too. The key to this part to acknowledge is that there's a lot of repetition that's happened over the years, a lot of repeating over and over and over the choices, right? Repeating the thoughts, repeating the behaviors, repeating things over and over and over. They become habits. They become grooves in our brain. They become so deep that, you know, everybody says, oh, it's so hard to break a habit. Well, yeah, because you've been repeating it for so long that you've put it into your automatic file folder and said, this is just what we do, right? So when we have this much repetition, one of the things that's required is repetition for the new way of being, the new identity. And this is part of what we offer in the 5D Vibe Tribe is we offer tools and sessions and energetic transmissions, also transmuting the energy that's in conflict in your subconscious. And that's why I feel like it's so important, because when we address this like it's a real thing important to address, then we can address it with the intensity that is required, but also the follow through and the follow up. And when we are choosing to commit to that and saying, hey, listen, I'm going to be the version of me who has, you know, insert your greatest heart's desire, then we go, okay, great. Let's go on a scavenger hunt of your subconscious and see what's in conflict to that. Because the conflicts in your subconscious to what you desire and who you really are is what keeps you from it. That is number two. Is that we've got to begin repeating the choices, the energies, the thought forms of the new version of you, right? The higher version of you, the more congruent version of you. Now, number three is your subconscious is designed to keep you safe. It's designed to follow the pattern. It's designed to do just what works. It's designed to hold everything in place. So whatever you put in it, whatever you decide to put in it, whatever you choose to put in it, whatever you repeat, whatever you make a priority, whatever you value, right, whatever you have confidence in, will become your new set point. And this is what you want to do, is create your new set point that is totally 100% congruent on all levels with the new version of you. which, remember, isn't really new. It's who you really are. We could also say that, like, the version of you who is unprogrammed from your past. Okay. Now, one of the tricky parts to this is that your subconscious, as you're rewiring it, is going to want to rubber band back to the way it was. And this is where it takes commitment and sometimes determination, along with being willing to move through the resistance. Now, resistance is one of the things that people get stopped so much by resistance, because resistance is what keeps you back, going back to your old self. We become resistant. We think we know it all. We think we've got this. We're going to be all on our own. We're not going to get the support, or maybe we get the support, but we don't listen. We don't follow through. We deny ourselves. We judge ourselves. We think we're missing something. We make ourselves wrong, right? We do all this stuff. All of that's just resistance. It's actually egoic resistance. But when we let that resistance go, it's almost like it will naturally appear. That new version of you will naturally appear. How and why does that happen? Because it's already there. Because you're already there. We have to unlearn so much of what we've learned in this reality, of what we've decided is who we are. We have to unlearn it all, so that we can be who we really are and have the capacities that we really have to fulfill our heart's desires, to create with ease, to have the magical life that we came to have. Those of us who are unicorns, revolutionaries, starseeds, whatever you want to call yourself, you know you're not from here. So I'm talking to you. We've got to let go of every single way we've been taught and tune into who you truly are and what you truly know. And that takes working with your subconscious. All right, so now that we know, like, literally the biggest thing that we need to look at when we're wanting to ditch all of this unconscious identity stuff is to tune into who you really are. The first thing is, you got to look at what you desire. What do you really desire? What do you deeply desire? What are your heart's desire? What have you always wanted? Now, some people really resonate with that word desire. Some people like target, right? They like, you know, setting a goal. Whatever it is, whatever you would like to have that you don't have now. If we look at things that we've always sort of wanted, that we could never seem to create, or things that we've tried to create a number of times, it's those things we really want to look at, because that's where we can do the best job rewiring ourselves. And it'll be the most satisfying and fulfilling as well. So first of all, you have to have a desire outside of your subconscious comfort zone. Okay, it's got to be uncomfortable to go for it. Okay, number two is, for this identity shift, is you have to identify your zone. The zone where this is possible. The zone of you, your new comfort zone, your new identity. And a few questions to ask is, what is it going to feel like? What is it going to be like? What are your pitfalls to having this? It's like an excavation of your subconscious and of the energy field as well. You got to look at, what are your distractions? And when we know these, instead of judging ourselves for them, like so many of my clients, along with myself, have bright, shiny object syndrome. And then we're like, oh, what's next? What's next? It's kind of like ADD brain. Or maybe it is. And we get off track, right? We have a hard time really focusing and following through. But when we do, it creates magic. So if, for example, this is actually an example from my own life. I had such a hard time following through. And I always thought I was a failure because I couldn't follow through. But once I started following through on my awareness, following through on my commitments, following through and not getting distracted, not going, ooh, this seems better because it's lighter and it's more shiny. Once I stopped doing that to myself and I realized that that was one way I sabotaged myself, I went, oh my goodness, what if I just keep going here? And the reason I didn't want to keep going and I wanted to choose that bright, shiny thing is because when I keep going, I'm about ready to get to the edge of my comfort zone and I'm about ready to pop through it. Because the old version of me would say, you're not somebody who follows through. See, you go like 80% and then you stop. You're not going to do this. And then boom, in my reality, the quantum field, the energy would show me something bright and shiny and I'd go after it. And then boom, the pattern is happening one more time. So I noticed that and I said, oh, wow, this bright, shiny object syndrome is actually a way that I stay in my old identity of I don't ever follow through. I thought, boom, humongous awareness in my world when I discovered that. So we're really looking at your pitfalls. I call them your pitfalls, those things you get distracted with, the things that you do to sabotage yourself. Know what those are. Write those down. What in your old version of you could you count on yourself to do to yourself before you hit a big target or before a heart's desire happens? Like, what are those things for you? Know what those are. Now, there's an old saying out there that says, you know, if you are paying attention to it or focusing on something, you're just going to create more of it. And I don't have the experience that that's true. It's true on one level. If you're putting energy into it and actioning it and believing it and bringing it in, you're calling that in. But when we're looking at our own pitfalls, we want to know where the pitfalls are. Just like when you're driving, you want to know where the potholes are, because once you go through it once, you're like, oh, I got to remember where that is. You do it again, you're like, oh man, I should have remembered that. But you're not going to do it a third time or a fourth time or a fifth time. You're going to start going, nope, going around that one. Nope, going around that one. So this knowing our pitfalls, knowing where we get distracted, knowing where we sabotage ourselves is really valuable so that you can create a new neural pathway with it. So you can create a way around it. Now, we do a lot of this work in the 5D Vibe Tribe of how to excavate that, but then also bring you into your future self. But this next step, number four in your identity shift, is resolving these incongruencies. So you go, okay, I used to do that. Now I do this. And you just start planning that out, saying, like, I used to get distracted by bright, shiny object syndrome or the next light thing, but now I follow through on my commitments. Now I fulfill on a project. Now I don't give up on myself. And this is a wonderful way to retrain yourself immediately so that when those pitfalls show up, because they will, you go, nope, I don't do that anymore. I do this. And you have something else to rewire your brain with. Now that conscious looking at this ahead of time, going, okay, I don't do that anymore, I do this, you're starting to build that new awareness, that new cognition. And then you start choosing it. And that's what starts to rewire your brain. And then you choose it again, then you choose again. And all of a sudden, it's a part of your subconscious. And now you've rewired your brain for your new, the new version of you. And then boom, there you are. Now, the last little element of creating your new identity is you want to be that version of you in your life. Be that version of you right now. You're not becoming it. You are it. You are it right now. There is no old you. You are this new you now. And that's why you want to really look at who is the version of me? Who is this? What are my priorities? What do I choose? What do I like? How do I respond now that I'm this other version of myself that's actually the real version of myself, right? And start to look at that in a conscious way. It's magnificent how easy it becomes to repattern your subconscious so that it supports you in being this new version of you. Because at some point, you get so good at repatterning yourself, right, that you just don't do those old things anymore. And you might have experiences right now. You can say, yep, I did that already. And you can do it again and again and again to keep tapping into that next heart's desire, that next version of you, that version of you that's on a mission on this planet to create something magnificent, or that version of you that came to not react to the things you might be reacting to, that version of you that's just pure joy radiating, whatever it is, that version of you is available. We just got to clean up your space. So you'll notice in the next podcast will be all about activating this future self, activating this version of you. And for today, I would love to invite you to check out the 5D Vibe Tribe. I have a free what I call a shift session, where we transmute energy that's available if you go to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D. And you'll see in there that it's called a shift taster. Check out a shift taster. It's free. It's the exact sessions that we do in the 5D Vibe Tribe to expedite this process. So you don't have to do it alone. And that's one of the things that we do to sabotage ourselves is, you know, at some point, it's usually whenever we're starting to tie our shoes or put our own clothes on, you know, 2 or 3 years old, that we go, oh, I got to do it all by myself. I got to do it all by myself. I need to be able to be independent. I need to do it on my own. But when we have support, when we have somebody else mentioning things, when we have a community of people that's saying yes to going to that next level for ourselves, right, we can attain higher levels together. And it's easier together too. So thank you so much for joining me today for this episode. Your comfort zone, friend or foe. We now know it's your foe. And we will see you for the next episode. Thanks for being here. You are now exiting the 5D Field with Energetic Mastery Podcast and me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D Field.